Minister of Information, Monica Motswangwa, explained the progress made in curtailing cases of COVID-19 during a recent cabinet press briefing in Harare.
Cabinet noted a 30% decrease in the number of infections, with 1,785 cases having been recorded during the week under review, compared to the 2,564 which was reported the previous week. This reflects that the infection control measures implemented by government are yielding results. There has also been a corresponding decrease in the number of people in need of hospitalization for COVID-19.
She adds, because of the drop in the number of cases, the government has reduced some restrictions.
As cinemas and theatres can now allow 50% seating capacity of vaccinated clients, and that all workers who work there should be vaccinated. National arts galleries across the country be opened to vaccinated clients only, and once again, all the workers who work there should be vaccinated. The resumption of sporting activities subject to strict observance of COVID-19 prevention measures and protocols should be done. Attendant staff should also be vaccinated. For all local activities in which the participants are below the age of 14, that is in sports, they shall, in all cases, be checked for COVID-19 symptoms, have regular temperature checks, and follow all the social distancing protocols.
Political analyst Vivid Gwede explains to VOA the thin line between encouraging citizens to take up the vaccine and violating their rights.
While it is sensible for the government to continue encouraging citizens to get vaccinated, it would be a violation of Zimbabwean's constitutional rights to begin to put measures that discriminate against unvaccinated citizens. Vaccination is a matter of choice.
Zimbabwe is a largely Christian country, and churches have already been allowed to reopen for vaccinated citizens. Critics say all measures being implemented to reopen the economy for vaccinated Zimbabweans will force many more Zimbabweans yet to be vaccinated to reconsider and take the vaccine. For VOA, this is Kudzai Zvinavashe from Harare.